Hi, it's Dave. So there's a lot of things going on in the market right now. Lots of stocks are down, and there's a lot of uncertainty and volatility. There's also a lot of intraday swings, and many people are asking, how far does the stock market go down? In this video, I want to share some of my real-time thoughts on the market and stocks. So first, I'm not a timing expert, and I think actually market timing is really hard. Some people are convinced that they are market timing gurus, but usually over time, they get schooled either by a big drop that they didn't expect, or they miss out getting back into a stock. It just shoots up unexpectedly. So for most people, I think, or most timing-focused people, they tend to revert to chasing trends. In an uptrend, they will go long, and then in a downtrend, they'll try to pull back into cash or short the market. And most traders or even investors who are chasing trends, they will rely on basic indicators, whether it's a 50-day moving average or some combination of a shorter-term moving average, like a 5 or 7 day, or even a longer-term moving average, like a 200-day moving average. And some will rely on what sectors are hot or not, and they will rotate sectors based upon how they see sentiment in the markets. A lot of investors and traders, they're really in a way chasing sentiment. The whole point is they don't want to fight the trend. In a bullish trend, they invest. In a bearish trend, they will pull back. But the problem is it's tough to really know when a so-called trend is bullish or bearish and when it will change. For example, let's say the stock market pulls back 10%. Will it pull back more to 20%? Or once it pulls back to 20%, will it pull back even more? And then you need to get out at the right time, but then you also need to get back in at the right time after that. So it's actually requiring two correct decisions, not just one correct decision. Sometimes getting back in at the right time is actually much more difficult as well. Then there's the issue of paying taxes on the gains. If you're selling an appreciated stock when you time the market. And so that requires you actually to be more correct, meaning you need to offset the taxes that you paid with your trade. Overall, I think there is a time and a place for momentum trading where you're following sentiment and timing. If I have super clear confidence for a momentum trade or sentiment or timing trade, then I'll take it. However, otherwise, I will keep invested in generational companies that have a good chance of at least doing a 5X in the next 10 years. And the reason is because I want to catch the upside. See, I don't need to catch all the ups and downs that some people are trying to catch. I just want to catch the upside for the big winners. So here's a quick illustration. Let's say there's a stock and it's going between $50 and $150, right? And so if it starts at $50 and it goes up to $150, that's like a 3X, right? People are ecstatic with this 3X. It drops by 50% and people are devastated. It gives a little, you know, fake, and then it goes down all the way back to $50, right? And you lose all of your gains. It doubles, right? From $50 to $100, you're ecstatic again, and it drops by 25%, and it goes up by, let's say, another 100% or so. This is just causing vertigo for most investors right here. And it's very, very stressful if you look at it kind of in that lens. Now, if you zoom out from a bigger picture, what if, and let's say this was the case, the stock actually jumps and within, let's say, you know, 4 or 5 or even 10 years, the stock is at $1,000. And so what seemed like a huge fluctuation back in the day between $50 and $150, that's almost nothing because overall your overall investment 10X, let's say in 10 years or so. And that's the reason why I'm not too focused on the short-term volatility as much as I'm more interested in catching the overall upside for these big winners. Also, I see some additional risk in trying to trade all the ups and downs. And the risk is I've seen a lot of people over the years not being able to get back into a stock that they had long-term conviction in because they got out at a certain point and they weren't able to time getting back in. Or they got back in with a significantly less amount of shares in that company. I think that's fine for companies that maybe you don't have a lot of conviction over. But for example, if I have super high conviction in a particular generational company that I've researched for many years, and I find it a very unique and compelling opportunity, then my goal is to hold the most amount of shares in that company as I can over the long term. And I'm okay with the temporary large drawdowns in my stock holdings because as long as the company has great and improving fundamentals, and if I have strong conviction that this company will outperform in the long term, then I think the long-term appreciation will outweigh the short-term drawdowns. Again, I'm not saying this approach is for everyone. It's just what I'm thinking right now. That's how I'm processing things. All right, hope it's been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.